So before I was a Christian, many years ago in Malaysia, one afternoon when I was taking a nap, I felt some invisible force pressing down on me. I struggled and trying to get up, but I was controlled by some sort of power. I tried with all my might to move, but I could not. I tried to scream, but then it immediately pressed on my neck, and I could not even breathe. I was so scared and helpless. I thought that I was going to die. Then suddenly I was free from that force, and I got up. Later, I found that several places of my arms and legs were bruised. So I believe those were the signs and evidence that I was attacked by the demon, because my sister had this kind of experience quite often, and she had bruises all over her body. I have heard that there were many demons in Indonesia too. One of my Indonesian friends said that she saw the bucket moving in the bathroom, and the water in the bucket was getting less and less without any reason. And she was so scared. I guess there are many demons all over the places in the world. Maybe now in this church, most likely includes Philippines. My sermon today is about Jesus taking the initiative to save or to heal a demon-possessed man, from Mark 5, 1 to 20. And the title of my sermon is Truly Free. Mark chapter 1 to 8 is about the beginning of the gospel and the kingdom of God, which Jesus performed many miracles. And the text preceding Mark chapter 5 is about an amazing miracle that Jesus performed. The disciples were greatly surprised in seeing Jesus defeating the forces of nature. And they ask, "Who is this then, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" What is amazing is that none of the disciples knew who Jesus was. Even the crowds and the religious leaders did not know who Jesus was. But the demons know that Jesus is the Son of God. Demons know about Jesus more than us. Let's read together Mark 5, 1 to 5. Ready? Go. They came the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even the chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains. But he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the mountains, he always crying out and cutting himself with stones. Here is about a man with an unclean spirit, that is demon. As I found in the original language in Greek and Hebrew Bible, in Greek, say demon or demonion. In Hebrew, sair, shet, which means demon, evil spirit, unclean spirit, evil fallen angel, evil supernatural being or spirit. And I look up at the internet. What is demon? Minion of the devils or Satan. A demon is a malevolent, wicked, vengeful, murderous, malicious, evil-minded, pertaining to moral impurity, supernatural entity. demon's duty is causing humans to have sinful thoughts and tempting humans to commit sinful actions. Historically, belief in demons or stories about demons occurs in religion, occultism, literature, fiction, mythology, and folklore, as well as in media, such as comics, video games, movies, and television series. The book of John 8:44 tells us that the devil is the father of lies. It always beautiful wrap up lies and lead us into a situation which looks great but is in fact a trap that causes harm. To avoid that, we must be sensitive to our situation we are in. Well, sorry. Let's look at the scripture together and see how the situation and characteristic of the demon-possessed man. He was living in a tomb, homeless, worn no clothes, that is recorded in Luke 8:27, crying out, cutting himself, broke the shackles, torn the chains. No one could tame him. Have you seen someone in the situation with these characteristics? How can we be truly free as a Christian? We have to be sensitive to our situation. Okay, well, I'd like to show you a video. Demon's activity is just like the man up on the bridge. The man up on the bridge. They don't know the reason. Okay, modern demons may use different methods to control us. For example, demons make us addicted to some things. Demons make us feel scared. Demons create a chance for unhealthy relationship with others. Boy and girl relationship breaks up. Marriage couple divorce. Demons encourage some people cutting their arms to bleed, even to suicide, etc. Therefore, in order to fall into the tricks and traps of demons, we must always pay attention to the situation of ourselves and those around us. If we realize that we are trapped in some situations, first, we should ask for help. Talk to someone that you trust, like a pastor. In this historical story in chapter 5, the demon-possessed man ran to Jesus for help. He longed to be freed from demonic influence, and Jesus was ready to help. His purpose to cross over the sea was to set him free from the bondage of demons. Yes, if Jesus sets you free, you will be truly free. Let Jesus intervene and get involved in your life. But why Jesus? Let's read the following scriptures. Ready? Go. And when he saw Jesus from far, he ran and fell down before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." For he was saying to him, "Come out of this man, you unclean spirits." Okay, verse 6. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him. In Greek, proskeneo, meaning worship, but there's another meaning to express in attitude or in attitude or gesture one's complete dependence on or submission to a higher authority figure. So the demon recognized Jesus. Actually, all demons know who is Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Jesus is Son of God, Messiah, Savior, Almighty, Anointed Christ, Master, Emmanuel, God with us, man, Son of Man, Man from Heaven, the Holy One of God, Jesus of Nazareth, Messiah, King, Sovereign Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. When facing the Son of God, I think the demon was trembling, so it cried out to Jesus with a loud voice. The demon was very clear, very clever. It knew that it wasn't time yet for their suffering. The demon begged him not to command it to depart into the abyss. The day of the judgment is written in Revelation 20, after the second coming of Christ. Shall we read? Ready, go. And when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations and are at the four corners of the earth. Their numbers is like the sand of the sea. And they march up over the broad plain and the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Verses 8, Jesus says, "Come out of the man." Usually, exorcists try to cast out demons by using many kinds of spells and tools. But Jesus cast out demons just using a simple command. This signifies his unique authority as the Son of God and show that Jesus was stronger than any evil power. Let's read verse 9. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." So a legion is the largest unit in Roman army, consists of 6,000 soldiers. Here, the term not only suggests numerous demons, but there is also military feel to the account. There is a true battle. In fact, the passage tells us it's not just one demon, but many demons. Do you believe that demons exist and always surrounding us? Do you believe that demons exist and always surrounding us? They always keep their eyes on us. Do you know? When we do something displeasing God, they will clap their hands saying, "Well done, well done." Conversely, when we do something that is pleasing to God, the angels will clap their hands and say, "Hallelujah!" Okay. C.S. Lewis said, "There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased by both errors." And 1 Corinthians, Paul said, "I do not want you to be participants with demons." So the Bible tells us not to partake with demons. And in Ephesians 6, Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. The whole armor of God is metaphor for the spiritual resources given to us in Christ, including the truth, righteousness, the gospel, faith, salvation, and the word of God. Paul identifies this whole age as evil day. Satan's attack against Christ's people like us and will continue until Christ comes again to rescue these people forever. Okay, let's read together. Verse 10, ready? And he begged him and earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on a hillside, and they begged him, saying, send us to the pigs, let us enter them. So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs. And the number is about the 2,000s rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the sea. The demons begged Jesus 3 times. In this reveals Jesus' authority over demons. Demons work under divine authority, and they must have permission to do anything. Normally we think we are at the mercy of the supernatural, but we are not. We should not be threatened by the presence of the demons, nor shall we scared. We can respect the fact that they have great strength and authority, but their authority is not greater than ours. In Christ, we have more than winners. Through Christ, we are victors. So, how can we be truly free as a Christian? We can seek for Jesus' intervention. Let's read together. Verse 14. The herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country. And people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in right mind. And they were afraid. And those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. And they began to beg Jesus to depart from their region. Continue. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged him that he might be with him. And he did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. And he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And everyone was marveled. Let's see the transformation of the demon-possessed man after Jesus intervened in his life. Okay. Now he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed. He was in right mind, and he was began to proclaim how much Jesus had done for him. So any broken life can be restored, even if you have ruined your marriage, messed up your home, filled your life with chaos, anger, and sin. None of that represents any limitation for God. Nobody is finished. No one is without hope. Any ruined life can be restored. Any ruined life also can be used by God. Verse 20. That's when Jesus said to the formerly demon-possessed man, "Go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and now how merciful he has been." In verse 19, anyone used by God can make an amazing transformation. The man did as he was told, and everyone was amazed. In verse 20, what was it that amazed them? It was his restored life of a hopeless man. So how can we be truly free as a Christian? Share the love of Jesus. As a Christian that's truly free from all bondage, we can share the love of Jesus to people around you wherever you are. Now come to the conclusion. Jesus is the Son of God. He had taken the initiative to love and to save the sinners by dying on the cross, in order that we may live and be truly free from demons' trick and traps and all kind of bondage in our lives. Jesus has the authority to transform our lives, to become truly free in response to his call, by empowering us to share freely to all people what had Jesus done and his mercy in our lives. Also, we may enjoy all kind of freedoms that come with salvation in Jesus, Son of God, with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, let's have a moment for reflections. Let's close our eyes. How can we be truly free as a Christian? Number one, be sensitive to our situation. Are there any bondage in your life? Are you free from condemnation, hatred, guilt, sin, death? Are there unhealthy relationships, immoral sexuality, addicted to something? When we realize that we have some sort of bondage, what can we do? We can seek for Jesus' intervention. Do you have the freedom to know, to seek Jesus? Do you have the freedom to accept and to believe in Jesus? Do you have the freedom to cry out for his help, to let Jesus help you? In Matthew 6:33, he said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." How can we be truly free as a Christian? We can go to share the love of Jesus. If you are a Christian, do you keep Jesus' salvation, good news, for yourself only? Do you have freedom to access to the loving presence of God? Do you have freedom to preach the gospel, share your testimony? Do you have freedom to be a blessing for others? Okay. John 8:31-32 said, "So Jesus said, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" John 8:36 said, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Abba, Father, our Almighty God, thank you for your mercy on us. Thank you for Jesus' intervention in our lives. Although we know that the demons are all around to deceive and harm us, but we have you in us to protect us. Although the demons have great strength and authority, but the authority that you gave us is greater than the demons. And in Christ, we are victors. Lord, please transform our lives and use our lives to glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.